You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
I'd like to offer a biblical perspective on the following comments. Religion gives people some hope, Trump said, adding that he believes in heaven. If I'm good, I'm going to heaven, he said. And if I'm bad, I'm going to someplace else, like over there, right? A lot of people believe in this superficial kind of Christianity, whereby your good works on earth will get you to heaven. Well, unfortunately, biblical Christianity does not support this claim. Being quote-unquote good will not get you to heaven. However, John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The key to getting to heaven is not what people do. It's not their good works that will save them from hell. But it's, in fact, their belief in Jesus Christ and their acceptance of him as Lord and Savior. That's what determines whether or not you will be saved. Moving on, I'd like to address this topic of religion. Here are some statements and headlines that I'd like to comment on.
Is Christianity under threat in America? Are we approaching a time when Christians will be silenced? One man seems to think so. I recently read somewhere that said, "The spirit of the Antichrist has been loosed on the earth. The headquarters appear to be America." But before I go any further, let me remind you of this. The God of the Bible is faithful to those who trust him, so there's no reason to fear. Jesus Christ is coming back soon, so all of the madness happening all around the world is just confirmation of what we know. Now for the attentive Christian, the discerning Christian, three things you will have noticed this year is that, number one, persecution is here, and it will get worse. The Bible says so. Jesus warned us about it. And organizations such as Open Doors and the Voice of the Martyrs are documenting just how real it is. Number two, the world is ready for the Antichrist to appear. A lot of things these days are anti-God, anti-Christianity, and anti-Christ. It's as though the groundwork is being laid for the man of sin, the lawless one, to make his grand entrance onto the world stage. And finally, we're seeing the lines of morality, the lines of good and evil being blurred. And this tells me that the spiritual war between the forces of darkness and the forces of good has intensified.
Recently, Elon Musk has been talking a lot about Christianity. In one interview, he recently said, "While I'm not a particularly religious person, I do believe that the teachings of Jesus are good and wise. I would say I'm probably a cultural Christian." End quote. Now, more recently, following the Olympics controversy, Musk tweeted this, "Unless there is more bravery to stand up for what is fair and right, Christianity will perish." Here's why he's wrong. Christianity, true biblical Christianity, is not the practicing of a religion. It's the acceptance that Jesus Christ died for our sins. He rose again, therefore defeating the power of death, the devil, and sin, so that in Christ, When we accept Him as our Lord and Savior, we too would be saved from the wrath of God. Christianity is submitting to Christ as Lord. Now, for anyone to say that Christianity will perish unless there is more bravery to stand up for what is fair and right is literally saying that what Christ did on the cross was not enough. We need to add something to it. This is not the case. Christ's work is perfect, absolute, and complete, regardless of what anyone thinks the Christian community needs to do. Secondly, the Bible has warned us that in the last days, scoffers and mockers will come. Everything we see happening today is not necessarily calling us to directly engage with those who mock Christ. But rather, when these things happen, believers see it as a confirmation of God's prophetic word. This then inspires us to evangelize even more, to demonstrate the love of Christ even more, to be brave in calling out sin even more. So it's not necessarily about engaging with the mockers directly. My third point.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. To all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. For your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify, visit endurancewarranty.com. Endurancewarranty.com.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one-coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5-quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
To say, unless there is more bravery to stand up for what is fair and right, Christianity will perish. This implies that the devil wins. But the devil is a defeated foe. The Bible tells us his fate. Revelation 20, verse 10 says, "And the devil, who deceived them, was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet had been thrown. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever." The devil's fate has been sealed. He's no match for Christ. My fourth point is, Christianity has been attacked for centuries. Jesus himself was persecuted and crucified. The disciples suffered horrible deaths for the sake of Christ. The early church was persecuted by many, including Nero. And today, there are many examples in movies and music where Christianity is mocked. However, Christianity has withstood all of the persecution and attacks for centuries. I believe if it were going to perish, it would have perished years ago. But it hasn't, and there is a reason for that. The reason is that Jesus Christ cannot be be defeated. Now my final point is this. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 to 16, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." Jesus Christ is the light of the world. And if Christianity were to perish, then there would only be darkness on the earth. There would be no hope, no salvation, and no tomorrow. But this will not be the case, because the darkness of the world will never defeat the light of this world. And that light is Jesus Christ.
The world is changing fast. In the past, Mark Zuckerberg has said, holograms of digital things will be commonplace in the near future. In the future, not too far from now, you're going to walk into a room and there are going to be as many holograms of digital things for you to interact with as there are physical objects. Is it crazy to picture a day when people don't go to church, but instead a hologram image of the pastor can be seen right there in their living room preaching? With the development of AI, it's not far-fetched to see a day where someone will just say to an AI platform, "I want a sermon by Charles Spurgeon talking about the love of God," and then boom, there it is. A hologram of Spurgeon delivering a sermon, all powered by AI. Now, don't get me wrong. AI can be used for good when it comes to Christianity, especially entertainment. AI can enable more Christian producers to publish cinematic and godly content and help people move away from the secular and sinful entertainment options that are out there. But there is a danger. AI can also be used to feed you a lukewarm gospel, a sugar-coated gospel. Recently, a survey revealed that a large amount of people would prefer a good AI sermon to a bad human one. Are we entering an age where people will be quote-unquote blessed by the teachings that come from an AI platform? Are we getting to the stage where Christians will turn to AI because AI delivers good sermons, sermons that are all about joy and protection and not the tough stuff like sin and repentance? Could AI result in an increase of false prophets who deliver messages that are sweet to hear but rotten to the soul? Is AI the catalyst for itching ears that seek to only hear doctrines of devils? The next time you hear a pastor preaching, how will you know that the night before he didn't just go online, log on to ChatGPT and said, "Give me a 30-minute sermon on forgiveness"? A few moments later, this AI platform would deliver a 30-minute message on forgiveness, and the next morning your pastor will stand there and deliver a beautiful message on the power of forgiveness. Is there anything wrong with that? Recently, a church survey revealed that out of 3,000 people, half the Anglican respondents agreed that being ministered to by artificial intelligence is preferable to no ministry at all. 3% felt the church should encourage the development of AI ministers, but 20% thought it was better to have AI ministry than no ministry at all. If it came down to a choice between a competent AI minister and an incompetent human one, only 12% would go for the pastoral robot. Just over 19%, though, said they would prefer a good AI sermon to a bad human one. Now, there's some valid concerns about ethical and moral issues related to using AI in the church. People are split in their opinions on the role of AI in the church, but let me say this. An AI sermon is no equivalent or substitute to a person who's gone before God and studied the Word of God and even gone as far as fasting, also they can get a message from God to preach. We're living in a world where we have to question what's real. AI may be able to give you a sermon instantly on any topic you like, but there is no Holy Spirit to AI. There's no conviction that comes with a message from AI. There's no genuine call for change and repentance that AI can give you. In this day and age, we really have to be careful when it comes to what we consume. And by this, I mean, who is the man or woman that you're listening to? Who is your spiritual leader? What are they teaching you? Are they biblical teachers or motivational speakers? Are they seeking to advance their own power and gain wealth and influence? Or are they seeking to preach and teach about the kingdom of God? The Amplified Bible translation for Matthew 7, verse 15 to 17 says, "Beware of the false prophets, teachers, who come to you dressed as sheep, appearing gentle and innocent, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them, that is, by their contrived doctrine and self-focus. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the unhealthy tree bears bad fruit." The true gospel of Jesus Christ calls us to repentance, but some of the cheap, sugar-coated gospel out there, it tells you you're forgiven, but it doesn't call you to repent. It calls you loved, and it talks about God's mercy, but it doesn't correct you. It doesn't tell you to carry your cross and crucify your flesh. And this is why we must be so careful. We can't listen to just everyone. We can't just open up our spirits to any doctrine out there. The real gospel of Jesus Christ will challenge and convict you.
How should Christians think about artificial intelligence? Is AI the result of man playing God? Is man attempting to create something out of their own image? One AI expert warned of technology becoming a pseudo-religion, saying, "Artificial intelligence can alter humanity's relationship with reality, to the point that humanity's desire for control, which satisfies the anxiety typical of the human condition, could take on a tendency toward a pseudo-religion regarding machines." The theologian said that as machines become increasingly humanized, humans also become increasingly mechanized. Forbes recently published an article headlined, "Five AI Predictions for the Year 2030. Here are a couple of points that the article highlights. We will interact with a wide range of AIs in our daily lives, as naturally as we interact with other humans today. By the year 2030, we will use AIs as our personal assistants, our tutors, our career counselors, our therapists, our accountants, our lawyers. They will be ubiquitous in our work lives, conducting analysis, writing code, building products, selling products, supporting customers, coordinating across teams and organizations, making strategic decisions. And yes, by 2030, it will be commonplace for humans to have AIs as significant others. Let's just stop there for a second and read that again. By 2030, it will be commonplace for humans to have AIs as significant others. This is not God's design for anyone when it comes to a relationship. This is not the biblical definition of marriage or love between a husband and wife. Now, the article further goes on to say, over 100,000 humanoid robots will be deployed in the real world. Though most people don't yet realize it, humanoids are on the verge of being deployed in the real world. Tesla is investing heavily to develop a humanoid robot named Optimus. The company aims to begin shipping the robots to customers in 2025. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has stated, in no uncertain terms, how important he expects this technology to be for the company and the world. I'm surprised that people do not realize the magnitude of the Optimus robot program. The importance of Optimus will become apparent in the coming years. Dear listener, we are in an era when biblical prophecies are coming to pass at an alarming rate. Some prophecies are by prophets in the Old Testament, while others are the words of Christ himself. But the time is inconsequential. It is the realization that matters. And right now, the most prominent biblical prophecy flying around is the increase in knowledge. Daniel 12:4 says, "But you, Daniel, roll up and seal the words of the scroll until the time of the end. Many will go here and there to increase knowledge. While you may think this verse talks about technology, generally, that's not the first focus. The first thing is that men would become desperate to seek answers in the end time. They want to know more about themselves, the universe, and the supreme being without acknowledging the existence of God. This is the main root of technology. And today, this verse is more glaring in the explosion of AI. While technology has been evolving for centuries, the world has never experienced a mighty wave like that of AI. We're quickly getting to the stage where technology, in this form, can speak, reason, and even perform tasks only humans can. What is the main reason behind these inventions? It all boils down to the need for an answer. It goes beyond creating tools to ease our daily lives and the quest to push beyond human limitations. Many hearts are drifting away from God to artificial things. They want to know the mystery behind how every cell in humans came to be, yet they don't want to know God. They want to travel back in time to discover how the planets, galaxies, and systems came to be, but they forget that God is an unsearchable being. They want to enjoy a better life. They want quick results for everything. However, they no longer want to wait on God because He works with time. But is that the true way? Will AI replace God in our lives? Moreover, what are the dangers behind the AI technology? Is this part of the Antichrist's preparation for his rule? You need to remember that AI does not come to life itself. There are humans behind the creation of these humanoids. What's their main aim? According to researchers, they want to make them godlike. This simple statement looks like what Lucifer thought of before God cast him out of heaven. Consider the five I wills of Lucifer, as found in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 13 to 14. I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Don't you think man today is replicating this ideology somehow? By wanting to create something godlike with all the answers and infinite knowledge? The thirst for answers has built a demonic agenda in the minds of men. They want to perform actions that are above human abilities. Thus, they keep increasing knowledge and trying to bring their crooked thoughts to pass. They believe AI will one day surpass human reasoning and become a decision-making force. And what will humans do? Well, people will most likely inadvertently worship and idolize AI technology. This is a direct war against God's worship. One indirect effect of AI is that it becomes an idol to people, and many people will inadvertently worship the technology. And when I say worship, I don't mean in the traditional sense of bowing down and praying to it, but I mean they will become dependent on it. They will rely on it and trust in it more than they depend on the Bible or trust in the Word of God. In fact, you'll find people going to AI in order to understand the Bible as opposed to seeking the Holy Spirit so that He can bring understanding. Let's cast our minds back to the Tower of Babel in the book of Genesis. The people gathered after the flood and decided to build a tall building that would reach heaven. What was their aim? They wanted to speak with God directly. The Bible says that God saw their hearts and decided to change their language. They left the building site because confusion had entered their midst. The same might happen in our days. God is in heaven, looking at the creation of these machines. He might decide to end them suddenly. But wait, that won't happen so quickly. Why? The Antichrist has not started his reign. AI is part of his plans. How do I know? Revelation 13, verse 4 to 6 says, "People worshipped the dragon because he had given authority to the beast. And they also worshipped the beast and asked, 'Who is like the beast? Who can wage war against it?' The beast was given a mouth to utter proud words and blasphemies, and to exercise its authority for 42 months. It opened its mouth to blaspheme God, and to slander his name and his dwelling place, and those who live in heaven. This would happen during the reign of the Antichrist. However, it's similar to what AI professes today. They'll become godlike. People will worship them. Aside from this, it's a very reasonable assumption that the Antichrist will most likely use AI to manipulate humans. Whoever wishes to buy or sell has to take the mark of the beast. How would the Antichrist know that a person has not taken the mark if not through a super intelligent machine? AI developers are already discussing microchips that can be inserted into the head. This would help us feel more lively and powerful. Are these not shadows of what the Antichrist would do during his reign? In a nutshell, there are huge similarities between AI and the activities of the Antichrist. Unfortunately, many believers have embraced this. We must wake up to the fact that AI will never be the answer we seek. It will never lead to anything good. Instead, it will draw us away from God. Knowledge has increased, but it should not overrule God's existence in our lives. Only God can do marvelous things. Developers are still creating more AI, but these machines cannot perform some activities. First, AI cannot speak anything into existence. Only God can do this. He created heaven and earth in Genesis 1:1. But in Genesis 1:2, he declared light with his words. That's God in action. I've not seen an AI speak life to something. Only God can give peace, comfort, and guidance. While AI might be able to answer your prompts, it can't feed your emotions or the spiritual part of you. You can ask it how to get to a place, but it can't tell you if you'll have an accident. This again shows its inability to predict the future, as many claim. When you feel down, AI can offer inspirational talk, but not ease off your stress or give you peace. Again, only God can do that. That's why going to the internet is an error when you should seek God. Don't make AI your God. God does not make mistakes. This is another fact that AI and its developers find difficult to swallow. People have attributed countless errors to AI. It can suddenly malfunction or even give wrong answers. But God will never fail. When he speaks, his words are yea and amen. He does not lie. Moreover, can AI perform miracles? You could ask AI to tell you how to open a blind eye. Let's see what it tells you. Well, maybe you receive some medical instructions. However, AI cannot heal cancer or any terminal diseases. AI cannot raise the dead or walk on water. Only Jesus can. AI can help you prepare your meals, but can't give you spiritual blessings. These are few instances in which you cannot compare God with AI. Developers claim that AI would be godlike, but that's impossible. Always remember that God fearfully and wonderfully made you. AI is just a machine. You shouldn't let it be at the center of your life. Developers call it the future of humanity. But what does the Bible say? Matthew 24, verse 35 says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away." We should always remember this verse as we navigate this world. End-time prophecies are coming to pass. This verse seems to end it all. Revelation 21, verse 1 also says, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea." AI might be trending now. However, God's word will come to pass. He sees all these things, but will let them remain only for a time. Don't get caught up with these machines. They are preparations for the Antichrist's rule. No believer would want to partake in this. Therefore, fix your heart on God as we expect Christ's second return. Strive to be part of the new heaven and the new earth.
done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.